Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now back to your regular programming.
If you speak better to yourself.
You showed up for like probably the dumbest conversation we've ever had on this show.
Let's have that smile again.
Tell me how that happens. Physically should not happen.
Relax. Just,
if you say.
Give me as well.
3 times a day. God will light it up.
He's just an absolute hack. And he gets his ass kicked by his teammates every week. It's just terrible.
Welcome back to Hack City. I am Joe DeLeon, and joining me as always, my former teammate, former roommate from the University of Rhode Island, Mr. Sean Anderson. Today, we're going to be talking about Steve Sarkisian, the details regarding his new contract, and then we're also, as two 20-somethings and video game dorks, talking about the teaser that was just dropped for the new college football video game. All that and more coming up on today's show. Before we get to that, though, Sean, can you just share with our listeners about our good friends over at BetOnline?
You know what's a bummer, Joe? I am 4-for-4 in post-football bets. And I don't think I
was. Why is that a bummer?
Four bets in a row, winners, all of the college season, all of the NFL season. Betting on basketball may be easier. Hockey may be easier. Golf sure is. Tiger to go over 70 first round of the year. Duh. Slap that around. BetOnline, that's where you want to do it. Continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. It's starting to heat up. College basketball, so much fun. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or mobile devices. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. And remember to use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Didn't BetOnline drop they dropped like odds for Shams and Kay Adams.
Oh, yeah.
Where do you find that? Yeah. I'm on their website. I'm really curious.
Oh, it's not the homepage promo?
No. Where do you find that? I don't even know what category that would be.
Do you want to bet on them being a couple or not being a couple?
Oh, not being a couple. I might have an inside scoop on that.
What do you mean you have an inside?
I'll tell you. Where is
it with the one person that might be able to give you inside scoop? Because
is it promos? No, it's not what you'd think. What could it possibly be? This is bothering me. BetOnline, K, Adams, Shams. Let's see.
Maybe let's stop mentioning BetOnline in case it's not there.
No, I could have sworn it was. Maybe it's not. All right. I could have sworn it was there. All right. Let's get into it. So, it was publicly announced, the details regarding Steve Sarkisian's new contract. A number of big things that came from this that he is going to be getting in his new deal. It really stood out to me. Well, first of all, his extension comes after college football playoff berth, winning the Big 12. They're now heading into the SEC. This is the first time that they've really reached a level of I don't want to say consistent success, but high success in a very long time since Mac Brown has been there. Now, this deal that he is going to be getting, it is a jump from $5.8 million to $10.3 million as part of a guaranteed four-year contract extension through the 2030 season. And it is going to also provide him some incentives, some of the extra perks that he gets. Two cars, private jet, country club membership are the main highlights here.
Yeah, 20 hours of private plane, 150 grand for reaching conference championship, 300 for conference title game win, Just incentives all over the place.
The private jet thing doesn't really mean much to me because for the most part, these guys usually get the private jet because they need to, or chartered flights. They need to get to certain locations quickly and efficiently in order to talk to recruits, all that mumbo jumbo. But the other part here with the country club, the two cars, all that extra shit is pretty cool to see. I want to talk about that in a second. The first thing that really sticks out to me, though, that I thought about with this, Sean, is do we think that he would have gotten this massive of a deal that puts him in this upper echelon of yearly salary had Nick Saban not retired? Because he was a part of the conversation. And his agent, Jimmy Sexton, got him this extension because he was able to do what Jimmy Sexton does. So what do you think? Do you think he would have gotten the same level of extension if Saban hadn't retired?
I think it probably would have been through 28 for a little bit less money if Saban was still around. But I believe that Texas really wanted a guy with some SEC experience. And we know that Sark had that when he was coaching under Saban at Alabama. So going into the SEC with somebody that knows how it operates and can get a team up and ready for 12 SEC games a year or however many it's going to be, that's more valuable than Saban not being there, because Saban's team last year wasn't elite. They were very, very good and he coached his ass off. But this year I would have expected just about the same. So Sark, hot hand last year, and he's familiar with the territory. I think it was a smart play, and I might finally be past my heartbreak from 7 years ago. I think I'm finally past it. I'm cool.
What is that?
Well, after he two Falcon seasons. Oh. Yeah.
Where'd you get that hat, by the way?
My buddy got it for me on a drop. So I was happy to pay the too much money for the hat. Like
$100.
I'm not going to give that kind of information out, but if anybody were to drop a C note on a dumb hat for a bad team that has an artist collaboration that he doesn't really like, it would kind of be me to do that. So it all makes sense.
There's so many things going on with that. I bet Sark could afford it. Look, you talked about where him deserving the extension, I think, is different than if the amount that he received is what he would have actually gotten had certain extenuating circumstances not come into play here. He deserved the extension. They're going into the SEC. He got them to a level that none of the other slappies who were before him, they didn't even come close. You know, they didn't come within the striking distance of winning the conference, getting within striking distance of winning a national championship again. Sark has reestablished them at a new level. And on top of that, the recruiting not only is at its best level, but it's also developing these recruits way better than they've done in the past. There have been plenty of five-star guys that have come through that Sark didn't recruit that didn't come to fruition with their level of talent. Like the first one that immediately pops in my mind, like Caden Stearns was a five-star safety, huge kid, really massive frame, really good athlete. And he just didn't put it together. And I don't even, you know, I don't know what his NFL future is like right now, but he is a rare athlete that didn't really pan out because he didn't have the proper coaching. Here, though, we get to see a lot of these guys taking that next step where we're going to see Tavondre Sweat. We're going to see Byron Murphy. We're going to see Jatavion Sanders get drafted pretty early because they took their talent, they actualized it on the field, and they used it to help them win. And now they're draftable prospects. But the one thing I will qualify here, Saban doesn't retire, he does not get this big of a deal. I would have bet, no sourcing on this, pure speculation, that they wanted to extend him. Sexton said, let's wait a little bit, let's think this over, knowing that some sort of retirement was coming, and then being able to leverage this. I think that Sark probably knew that he wanted to stay no matter what, and they were able to take advantage of the fact that if you want to keep him from going to Alabama, otherwise he would have gotten a similar deal from Alabama, that you had to pay him a ridiculous amount of money and give him a bunch of extra shit in order to get him to stay.
As it grows closer, I'm kind of more excited about it, though, about Texas being in the SEC, because I think as long as Sark doesn't drop a total egg, right, a complete fall on his face egg, which I don't think he will. If he doesn't do that, then the athletes at the University of Texas should get better. I think they got fat and happy sitting in the weak Big 12 the last couple years. They get challenged by what, two or three teams a year? Now you're playing more. You're playing harder. You're getting tested. Iron is finally going to sharpen iron, because, and it's not just Texas football, Texas basketball teams, just watching them. Uber talented, best athletes in the nation on paper. And then you're waiting for them to make the run. They could shoot, they could jump, they can dunk, they can pass. It doesn't happen. I think the SEC could finally challenge Texas to take a legitimate next step and be a contender, because this last year in the playoffs, said, yeah, Texas deserved it. I don't think I ever really felt like they were going to win it all. I thought that Washington would beat them, and then whoever else was going to play them was going to beat them. And out of those four, they were the fourth best team. And I think any team at 5 or 6 could have given them a real run also. So in the SEC, they could really build up and become they could finally tap into that potential that they have. And I think Sark might lead them there. He could. As long as he stays balanced, right? He doesn't start doing too much. I think he would love to go to the SEC and just start doing too much.
Well, okay, here's the reason why I think I'm optimistic that in the long term this truly pans out. I see the way that he recruited the offensive and defensive lines over the past 2 years, and he's prioritized that. All of the good teams in the SEC have recruited those position groups at an elite level. Georgia, Alabama, LSU, even Auburn's kind of catching up, and they understand that they need to do that in order to get into that upper echelon. You can go and get the 5-star quarterback. You can go get these 5-star receivers. You can get the good running backs, all that crap. But if you don't have the bodies on your offensive and defensive lines, you're not going to be able to win in those close quarters, tough games the way that you need to. Like, I think a good example is like Texas A&M. Obviously, there's other ridiculous variables that came into play that led to the demise of Jimbo Fisher, but I would argue
Jimbo,
right. Their offensive line was never really that good the whole time he was there. Their defensive line was phenomenal. There were a lot of really good defensive linemen that are now going to be going and playing for Ole Miss, but they really have struggled to put together a good offensive line. I also will bring up Ole Miss. They have all these other elite players at all these other positions. And like last year, their roster was pretty good, but where they needed the most help was their offensive line. They are yet to really have a Laramie Tunsil premier offensive lineman I can feel
he was
really good about. But that's my whole point here, is that the teams that recruit the O-line and D-line the best get to that next step. And we've seen that. We have consistently seen that so far from Sark, and he's about to take that next step forward.
I wonder if the offensive linemen are just going to be bigger portal plays eventually. They have to be, right? Alabama lost a couple, and they kind of just lost a couple. I think in the future it starts shaking out where you need them. They might really start getting paid because the gap is closing. I think the defensive linemen get better quicker than offensive linemen. So for the first couple years, if you have a young offensive line, you're going to get beat bad before they can actually catch up. And that maybe you get them early and maybe you start paying them out 600, six figure NIL deals, however it is, but the big fellas up front help. And I thought Texas's offensive line throughout the stretch of the season really helped them. They got the run game going. They protected Ewers. This sometimes is frantic, but they did a good enough job. So going into the SEC with a coach that's been there and a talented roster up front on both sides, that is a huge bomb. They're doing the right things. Texas is finally right. It feels like that they're finally moving everything in the right direction. Everyone's pulling the rope together. It's starting to get exciting. I think it's starting to get exciting for Texas fans.
If you were Steve Sarkisian, let me rephrase that. If you were a head coach, or just in general, to receive some exorbitant contract and you were able to negotiate some really random incentives, like these were cool to see. The private jet, all that stuff. But I kind of wonder if somebody a little more creative had an opportunity to ask for some like really stupid extra, I want this in my contract. What would you ask for?
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's got to be golf. You got to give me
that's what I'm thinking.
It's got, because if you're taking care of the field
engineers is what I'll call them in the SEC, because in FCS, we had field maintenance workers who did a great job, and they had good quality tools and could get the field flat and the grass perfect. I'm like, well, if I'm sitting here, why can't I get a putting green in my office? Real grass. Why can't I get real? Because I know
that's a good point.
If I have actual grass in my office, not just a roll turf, then I know I'm taking strokes off my game at the end of the year. I know I am. I want a putting green and a Bluetooth.
Forget about the putting green. I would go as far for the whole souped out like simulator. I would ask for. Take one of the closets out, dig out part of my office. I want a whole separate. I don't care how stupid it looks. That's, the whole end of the office
where men's
is
soccer
the
meets Coach De Leon. You want to get rid of it?
I want a $10,000 golf simulator. The ones that they use for fitting clubs. Like, I want that ridiculous of. I don't just want the stupid tarp where you hit the ball into. No, I want the accurate to tell me what is wrong. You're onto something there. The country club thing. Really was where like I immediately was like, okay, if they give them a country club membership, which makes sense because the boosters are probably all members got them in and they're paying for it. But like, how can I take this a step further? The other thing that I thought of is like, wherever I want to golf, they have to cover all of my fees. Like they have to pay for every golf outing.
Oh, so you're golfing for free and you're golfing in your office for free. Yeah. I like it. So you definitely have the bug then right now. You played like 90 holes this weekend.
I've always had the bug. I just like during the football season, it's impossible to go. Cause like I can't go on a Friday cause there's games. I can't go on a Saturday cause there's games, and I can't go on a Sunday cause I do two shows. So like when the hell am I supposed to go?
I don't know. I got it bad right now. I shot a 101 last time. Feeling good. So I got to get back out there regardless.
Yeah. Something like that. If it was a turf field, I'd probably hope that they installed grass instead of the turf. Like that'd be one of my commandments as a head coach. Hey, how much do they give you for the turf? Oh, $2 million. All right. How much are you giving me? 30? Cool. Put the grass back. Need it. That's what I would like. That's something that I would want to. Boise? Oh, you have blue turf? That's your shtick? Get the paint out then. You can paint it. I'm not doing the turf. I'm not letting my players get hurt like that. We're going to play on grass. That would be a immediate first commandment.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Last thing I want to get to on today's show, it was dropped on Thursday, a little bit of a teaser for the College Football 25 video game, expected to come out this summer, didn't really get to see much of it, but just trying to give us a taste as there's been a lot of speculation on when this thing is going to drop. It almost feels like when everyone was saying that we were going to get a reveal during the national championship, EA did this out of spite and decided to make us wait and surprise us, and they kept just pushing it back every single time. But the game is finally coming. The version of the game that we're expecting, because it's been 10 years, I have no idea what it's going to be. This could be a completely different looking game, but all I've been thinking about, and the gears are kind of turning for me, is like, what would make this game fun to play compared to the old version? Because what we see with college football now is so different than the last time in 2013 or whatever, when we had this game last. So I know that you're not a former player of the game, but my one feature that I'm looking the most forward to is not something that I'm going to use, but there's been a lot of joking around about this, and I want to elaborate on it. People have been joking about like imagine being in an online dynasty with a bunch of your friends and your buddy spends $100 to steal a recruit from you, like a five-star, you know, the top quarterback recruit, whatever it is. And all I'm thinking about is everyone's got in their friend group. I don't think I'm ever going to do this. I'm not going to waste my money on it. I'm just going to get mad and get pissed off if one of my friends does this to me. But everyone has in their friend group the one guy who either works in finance, he works in consulting,
deep
parents
pockets.
Have money. Yeah. Spends money on like the stupidest shit and isn't a friend to spend it. Or maybe even doesn't have the money, but overspends his money. I am just laughing at the thought of this particular individual potentially ruining the league for everybody else by just going around and paying for all the best players. Not so much ruining it, but just pissing people off that think they pulled a recruit.
And you don't think that's going to be you?
That gets mad?
That starts scheming and working behind it. Because I've seen how you operate in Madden leagues. You trade off your whole team and get draft picks. That's all you have to know about Jody Leon if you're in a league. That he'll go through a season with a terrible team, he'll tank, and he'll have the number one overall pick, and he'll have like two other first rounders, five second rounders, and then he'll rebuild and rebuild and rebuild. And I think that if I was in a dynasty league with you, I couldn't let that happen. You would never be able to get
Well, there's no tanking. There's no tanking. I'm not going to spend the money. I'm not going to spend the NIL bread, which I have no idea if this is going to be a feature or not. All I'm saying is I'm hoping that there is some way to pay for NIL for guys because of the chaos that it's going to create. But I mean, like, how would I even do that in college football? I can't tank.
So I never played this game, NCAA 14, which I guess everybody loves. And I get, were there NCAA games before that?
Yes.
I'm guessing there were. Okay. Yeah. Were those good too?
Yes. All of them were.
Okay. Please. And I'm not attacking you. And please sounds explain like to me. No, I'm not. I am curious about this game and why people love it so much. I am very, because it's whenever any news about this game breaks, my whole feed is consumed by it. The love for this game is through the roof, and I think you're doing it to yourselves. You're too eager, and when the game drops, everyone's going to be bummed out.
No. No one's going to be bummed because the way that the game is structured, yes, the engine could not be as good in the play. It could be a little buggy, and that might frustrate us. The one having the career mode, as long as they don't butcher that, to be able to play in high school and then to play in 4 years of college, that's fun. The dynasty mode is a completely different just experience.
Hold on. So you're playing high school football in this game.
Yeah, you get to play high school. You play your senior year of high school and you get recruited and you get offers and then you pick what school you want to go to based on, you know, what the best opportunity is for you to get on the field early and to win a national championship.
You see, I don't think I'd have much fun with this game because I didn't get offers like that. All right. I got offers from UW Appleton in Wisconsin
Did you get the St. Olaf offer? I know a lot of people. Oh, did you get a St. Olaf offer?
Dude, I almost played baseball in Vancouver at Vancouver University. I was so dead. I'm looking all around. I'm like, I still follow them. Looks freezing.
Why wouldn't it be fun to be able to live something that you've never gotten to live before?
I feel like it's stolen valor, and I also feel like I should have lived that if I applied myself better. I'll just get pissed at the game. Like, that's not how this works.
Could have been a 6'6" quarterback and playing it at Alabama. Totally.
Well, I tried the 6'6" quarterback thing, and then my coach pulled me after two plays senior year, and I got moved right back to O-line. We were at 7-on-7s in the summer. I took
Marcus
a deep shot.
Russell looking ass.
he said, big arm? Yeah, that's what they love to do. Bad read, you're back on the line. I said, all right, cool, whatever. It is what it is.
I can't imagine you playing quarterback. I don't think you get it. I think that once you start playing it, you'd be like, oh, I'm kind of understanding where this is fun. But the dynasty mode thing, even when you play it solo, is exciting. For me, what makes it fun is that there's this capability to take any random school and build them up. Into
equal opportunity to win national championships and become a powerhouse.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's almost like we used to have that.
No. App State could never get to a national championship in a million years, but I could get college football 25 and I can play with App State and I could get to a national championship.
Why do you want to play with App State if nobody cares? If it's just the complete other side of the coin. Is everyone wants to play with the bad teams and build them up and take down one of the 40 remaining teams. Yes,
that's what's fun about it.
Everyone is currently in the process of dismantling the G5 programs, dismantling lower level programs.
This isn't real life.
And why aren't we trying to build these programs up in real life if this is what
everybody
wants to do?
Because it's not physically possible to do.
Why is it allowed in the game? Why is it because it's just the game?
Because I don't need hundreds of millions of dollars and big name boosters that own hedge funds in order to get my team, and also decades of program building in order to get there.
I don't need to see you play with Notre Dame, because you have not been an ally of the smaller schools.
No, I'm not playing with Notre Dame. I don't want it because
Georgia.
No. I'm gonna do it with Coastal Carolina or Bowling Green. Bowling Green right now is the one that has piqued my. I would like to, and they didn't have this in the old games. There should be a way to expand your stadium. Like, I want to be able to take Bowling Green and turn them into that little rinky-dink dipshit stadium into like 150,000.
They have a nice stadium. It's a nice stadium. And Bowling Green just had a new basketball complex built. Modern, nice.
When I move them to the Big Ten, they need a real Big Ten stadium. I want a stadium that's bigger than the Big House. That's what I want.
I tell you what.
Bowling Green.
Bowling Green is it was the first time I've been in a sporting arena where I was genuinely scared I was going to get my ass kicked. Genuinely. And that was by the 70-year-old that told me to get out of his way. I said, all right, cool. I'm not saying
this is the vibes that I want.
That's what you're going to get, but you don't get that in the Colossal Stadium, Joe. These are hardworking people in Bowling Green, Ohio. You're trying to change their life.
That will change the economy.
You are a Californian now. You want to go to you want to go to Billings, and you want to turn it into California Junior and make everybody leave. That's what you want to do.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Any final thoughts on this?
Can players get chocolate milk in the game? Because I know I couldn't when I was in college.
We had plenty of chocolate milk. What are you talking about? That was the only thing we got. We didn't get any food. We didn't get any breakfast. We got some soggy ass oatmeal and some goddamn chocolate milk. That was what we got.
What about the onion bagels? You didn't like the onion bagels? I
forgot that we'd have those stale ass bagels that
Joe Kenny
throwing away.
My locker is right by the door. One time I heard Joe Kenny walking in. You always knew it was him because he had the worst flip flops ever. You could just hear him sliding. He'd pick it up. He said, "Oh, great. Fucking onion bagels again." And you just hear him throw the bagel on the floor and he just starts stomping in the locker room. Like, so it was like, it might have been, it's like, "Joe, you don't like the bagel?" He's like, "You eat the bagel, coach." I'm like, "What is going on out here? 6:40, we're yelling about bagel."
I was gonna say, I wasn't allowed to eat the bagels. Donnie used to have a conniption if he saw me eating a bagel. Eat too many of those bagels, Joe.
Is there a way that I could make, like, is there like a player happiness tracker that I can have, like so that my team's spirit and morale is up? Like, that's what I would want.
Play Animal Crossing, man. I think you need to just download Animal Crossing.
I'm not going to play it today. Here's the problem. I'll download this game and I'll beat you in it. And then I'll beat you with the worst team and you'll just be enraged.
Go ahead. I really think that you would have a much better time playing Animal Crossing instead of.
You think I won't build up Eastern Michigan, huh? You think that your Bowling Green's going to be better than my Eastern Michigan?
Hello Kitty Island Adventure, I heard, is a really fun game. Do you know that? Or you can play the Peppa Pig game, which is an exclusive on Xbox. I'm sure that they've got a happiness tracker in the Peppa Pig game.
I just want to make sure my team and my players are doing good. That's all I want. I want there to be chemistry.
They're ones and zeros, man. They're ones and zeros.
Why do you care about it so much?
That's what makes it great. I don't need to worry about my defensive back, who in week 10, we're winning the MAC championship and we're about to move up. And then he comes in my office and he says, "Coach, Alabama just offered me $1 million. I'm going to go there and be a first round pick." That's not going to happen to me because it's a one and a zero. I can just push a button and say, convince him to stay, and he might come back.
I bet it will happen to you. How would the game be fun if it didn't take from
you? That's a good
How would it be? It needs to make you want to play it. So there are some gamers want to just go out, get the hacks, and just win. And I think you're kind of like that. I don't think you need that challenge, that sweat. I need it. I want to know. I want to be able to turn on that player
and say, go ahead, go, leave. You know what? You're not getting your credits. That's what I want.
Yeah, I'm not giving you your film.
Enjoy Bio 101 again. How about that?
Yeah, it opens you up to a cut scene where you can have a meltdown in front of the team over the guys not buying in. I'm actually thinking about now, instead, I think the less entertaining part about this actually isn't stealing a 5-star from a kid, but it rather, if you're in like a, say you find like a good group, and we did this during COVID with mm-hmm. Madden, which is what you were referencing, put together a good group of 15 and you'll have a wide range of football programs. I would really love for somebody at an SEC program to come and like literally steal a kid off my roster. I think that would be, or not literally me, but off of somebody's roster in an online league. That would be so goddamn funny. Could you imagine the group chat that it's like 1 a.m. and one of your buddies was working late and he's just texting, what the fuck? Who the fuck put an NIL offer into my quarterback?
Who? What happened? Wait. Where is he? My running back. I finally got his juke to a 96. His stiff arm set a 90. He's only a junior. I think I can keep him for another year. I don't think he's going to declare. Where is he? I can't find him. Oh, yeah. He's on Brendan's team now. Didn't you see? Florida made a big play. I'd be so livid. I couldn't take it. This is what you want?
I know it's going to happen to me, but I just think it would be so funny. It would be so goddamn funny. And part of me is thinking, and the gears have been turning, you know, behind the show on like sure. how we can actually maybe document playing this game. It's obviously hard to do if you don't have enough time to actually do it and do all the producing, but it could be really fun if you get a couple other creators to live stream their games and whatnot. And yeah, all I'm thinking about is if like
we'll bring Chester in, we'll let everybody come on in.
Those guys are not in. We need people with actual social followings who are coherent individuals. But I'm just thinking about Blake. Oh. I'm just thinking about Blake. All I need to do is figure out a way. Blake Ruffino, my co-host.
Pick LSU?
He's going to pick LSU. All I need to do is figure out a line of communication to his son, Ben, and I can convince Ben to sell me his whole team. And I'm going to get a phone call on a Saturday night.
That is a violation.
What the fuck did you do?
These are definitely violations. These are big ones, Joe. This is tampering. You got inducements going. No guardrails. You are going to. I think that would be, you know, that'd be worth it. I think, God, what team would I want to be then? So you're going with Bowling Green. You're gonna lock in.
Yeah, Bowling Green is kind of where I sit right now. I think that Bowling Green is going to get me the most entertaining team.
Can I be like a San Diego State?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why you couldn't.
Is FCS going to be in it?
There's speculation it might be.
Oh, well, that'd be kind of. God, Rhode Island's going to look like. Maybe they'll look good. Maybe they'll look okay.
Yeah.
Stadium rendering. Could you imagine rendering those old bleachers?
45-year-old Kasim Hill would be your starting quarterback.
Hey, put Rust Patch 13 on the second beam. Don't worry. And just duplicate it 40 times. We don't have to spend long here. Actually, just tear the whole thing rust. That's all we need to do. That'd be an easy dev for Rhodey. I guess, you know what? If you think it's worth playing and we could have fun doing it together, I will get it.
You don't have a choice.
What do you? Okay, gotcha. Good to know.
At Joe DeLeon, at Sanderson Radio. Is it Hack City Pod?
At Hack City Pod on Twitter.
At Hack City Pod on Twitter. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back, folks. Enjoy the rest of your week.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons.
And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.